What do 3 days mean to you? Why are they so important in your coming year? They are the triple days of October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st. 3 days of spiritual light. The triple days of spiritual power. These are the days when the most spiritual things will happen to the most spiritual person, you. Now, you'll get a new moon authentic hoodoo reading from the seven spirits of God given by Papa Say. This will take you through the coming month with all of its goodness and blessings. Next, you get a spirit reading from one of the spirits, the best spirit readers of all, the one and only Madame Shalise from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you the true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. That's right, I said it, the realm of ghosts. Finally, get a reading from the SB7C, one of the most accurate instruments in the paranormal field today. It reads radio frequencies and translates them into voice. Ask it a question and you get an answer right then and there. That's the triple days of spiritual power, Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. That's Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, October 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Sunday and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday and Tuesday. Now, all readings will be free. That's right, free, with absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you be there. Now, here at The Real Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. That's The Real Hoodoo right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azelet, Usia, Blucia, Metatlin, Bahes Kabel, Eshtami Tukanamis Beya, Lotikbi. God bless all of my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God bestow upon you his most fervent blessings. Yes, sir. May he keep you. Yes, may he keep you in his arms. May you forever be one of his chosen ones, his anointed. I pray this, and I pray this to you, for you, for you, for each and every one of you. Now, today, we have Hoodoo Money Reading. Hoodoo Money Reading. Now, this is a reading about money and its flow towards you. The energy of money. What that energy does and does not do to and for you. I want to make that clear. What that energy does to you and for you. It is a very, very gregarious, something that you should know. The ministry of money is something that people just cannot understand. Well, I use the term ministry. They say action, operation. I use the term in why? Because ministry is something that anything operates in. And the ministry of money is fantastic. It is. It is one thing which every individual should be aware of. Yes, because if your money is no good, then you are no good. You don't have the energy that you need. You don't have, the fantasticness that you need. The money will give it to you. Yes, it will. Money makes you what you should be. It makes you what you should be. So you need the ministry of money. You need it wherever you go and whatever you do. You need it. Well, I'll talk about it a little bit later. But now we got a few messages. Yeah, just a few messages. Now, you hold on. Don't you go nowhere, because we'll be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new edition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, I tell you what, we are going to start these readings. Yeah, we're going to start them. And, you know, the energy of these readings is fantastic. Yes, it is fantastic. Because where you are down and out, these readings will bring you out. Where you are down and out, these readings will bring you out. Now, I will tell you this. We do this by the unction of a spirit, of the Spirit of God. Now, the seven spirits of God are the ones that we use. So we will pray right quick, and then we will give them, okay? We will pray. Now, you all listen, and, well, with this prayer, you will get something. Okay, Baruch Hashem, all seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power to know all things. All things through this device, which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Deborah, the spirit of Da'at, and the Yah. Yahweh, I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. His delight shall be in the fear of the Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay. We're in the Starlight Noon. Readings, money readings, and the first person is 646. Hello? 646.
Oh, hey, Papa
Say,
how are you?
Okay.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. Okay, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing well. I'm just in, I live in New York, so I'm on the bus, so I can't really talk so well. But I'm calling in because of the other reading.
Say again?
I'm calling in because of the other reading.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll give
I'm on a bus right now, so I can't talk
you out. Okay. Well, your first card is the Jack of Spades. The second card is the Three of Spades. And the third card is the Nine of Hearts. Now, hold on just 1 second.
Hello?
Okay, you see the Jack of Spades and the Three of Spades. Now, these symbolize means that you have to put forth effort to gain your money, but it isn't bad. It's just a certain amount of effort. Now, the Nine of Hearts means love. Love, where there's love, there's money. You know, with the Nine of Hearts, that so where you have it, you will have your money. You will have your money, but you will have it. You have to put forth a certain amount of effort for it. Now, all you have to do is just hold your mind still. Now, I advise you this month to use, or rather this week, is to use the Nine of Hearts. Use the Nine of Hearts as a talisman. Just the Nine of Hearts, and keep it among you, okay? And then all of this, all you, you know, this will all be a blessing that way, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, there is a certain person who wanted that message, who heard it. Yes, sir. Well, with it, you can only just look and see it. You can see it just like it's supposed to be. Now, here's another one. 573, this is for you. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Papa, thanks for taking my call, sir. I'd like to get a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Ten of Spades. The second card is the Seven of Hearts. And the third card is the Three of Diamonds. Well, the Three of Diamonds means money. But the Seven of Hearts means love. And the Ten of Spades means an effort that you have to put through. Now, you are putting forth a broad amount of effort, a broad amount of effort to get your money. But with it, you have love. You have love, which is a seven. Now, the love is a seven is a spiritual love. It's a love of spiritual things. It's a love of doing certain things which people don't even look at, but it is a spiritual love. Now, with these two things coupled, the Ten of Spades and the Seven of Hearts, you see the Three of Diamonds, which is money. That is money from the past, the present, and the future. You have certain money of yours from the past, from the present, and from the future. Now, those money are yours because of the certain amount of effort you put to it, but it's also spiritual money. You are a person that is, well, you're a person that's blessed. You are a person that's blessed because the Seven of Hearts looks at you as being a certain amount of money that you're in love with, but you have a certain amount of love, a certain amount of work that God has given you to do. And as long as you do it, you will have money. Now, I tell you what you do. Take you a deck of cards and pull out the Three of Diamonds. Pull out the Three of Diamonds, and it will help you this week. The Three of Diamonds, and God bless you real good.
All right. All right, Papa, what are my numbers, sir?
Well, I'm not giving out numbers today.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Oh, sir. Well, I normally give out numbers, but this week I'm not, so what? Well, I guess some people can't wait for them. These cards are real good for the person. They're real good. Well, anyway, we have another person at 248. 248, this is Papa Say. This is your blessing. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I am well. I was calling in for a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Seven of Spades. The second card is the Jack of Diamonds. And the third card is, oh, let's see. I dropped it. The Three of Hearts. Well, let's look at this. Hold on just 1 second and we'll see what this means. Okay, the Seven of Spades points to a certain effort that you're making, a certain amount of what you've done. But the Seven of Spades points to a spiritual action. You have done something spiritual. You have done a lot of spiritual work. And that is what the Seven of Spades means, that your work spiritually will be rewarded. Now, the Jack of Spades, no, the Jack of Diamonds means money. You will have money. You will have money through that, you know, through your effort or through what you've done. But that Jack of Diamonds means a lot of money. You'll have a lot of money because it is applied to that Three of Hearts. Now, the Three of Hearts means past, present, and future. It means love in past, present, and future. Now, with that, you will have everything that you need. You will have it. Your work, as spiritually, has attained another status, I can say that, another status, because the work you've done has been great. But now that Jack of Diamonds is present. That Jack of Diamonds, you are getting it. You are getting money because of it. And you will always get money because you have the Three of Hearts, which is love in the past, present, and future. And where there's love, there's money. So you will have money in the past, in the present, and in the future. Now, I advise you to do this. Take you a deck of cards and take out the Seven of Spades. Take out the Seven of Spades and use the Seven of Spades as a talisman. Wear it where you want to take it there. But that Seven of Spades is definitely the card which you should use. And God bless you. God keep you.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. Well, we've gotten everybody. We have gotten everybody. Now, there's no one else. We don't have no one else. We have gotten everybody. Let me see. Make sure 100%. No, we ain't got nobody. We ain't got nobody. Everybody, we got them all. We got everybody. Well, somebody was here. Let's see, all of them. Well, now, I want to rant a little bit. Certain of us, take our money and use it for nothing but our own personal selves. We don't even look at money the way it should be. We look at money as though it is something for us to use. And it's not. Money is an energy. You got that? It's an energy. It's an energy which we use to get other things or what we want. The money does not get us a thing, but it is an energy which gets us the things that we want. Some people think that just by having some money, they can do a lot of things. And then when they get it, they don't. They don't have it. They don't have it. You know why? Because the money was an energy. The money was an energy. Well, now, oh Lord, well, somebody else is on the line, and we are going to go and deal with them, okay? All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, 662, this is Papa Say. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Well, we got blog
talk. Yes, I would like a reading.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Diamonds. And the second card is the Seven of Diamonds. And the third card is the Eight of Clubs. Well, we're going to take a minute. We're just going to put you on hold a little bit, and you hold on, so we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
The Nine of Diamonds and the Seven of Diamonds points to money. The Nine of Diamonds means you are surrounded by money. You are having a certain amount of money is pushed into your life. See, this certain amount of money, it will become a part of your life. Because this money is all around you. And you know why? It is because of the Seven of Diamonds. Now, the Seven of Diamonds points to a spiritual quality of money. You have a spiritual quality of money, which nobody can take away. They can't compare it to you. You have this spiritual amount of money. You have this spiritual making of money, which no individual, well, they wouldn't dare try, but this spiritual amount of money is one which is actually blossoming the nine of diamonds. Now, you also have an Eight of Clubs. The Eight of Clubs means, and with clubs, means fortune, luck, things like that. You have the Eight, which is 4-2 times. In other words, you have luck coming from all four directions upon you. You have luck which nobody can really see, but the luck is from all four directions. Nobody, I tell you, good God, nobody can dare look at it and be denied that you have luck. Now, I advise you to take this card and use it this week. Use the Eight of Clubs. Use the Eight of Clubs. It will bring you a whole bunch of stuff. It'll bring you luck. It'll bring you money. It'll bring you fortune. It'll bring you everything you need. Just take the Eight of Clubs and use it. Take a deck of cards and pull the Eight of Clubs out and use it for you. All right? Well, God bless you.
So what I need to take the Eight of Clubs and what do I do with it?
You can take it and you can put it in your pocket. You can put it in your purse. But just keep the Eight of Clubs somewhere near you. Just keep it.
Okay.
These cards are talismans. They are talismans. They are not just ordinary cards. Those, you know, they mean something. Each card means something, and each card is a talisman. So you can use it, and it will bring those things to you. It will bring you everything you are looking for, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Papa. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, that was good. That was good. Well, now, as I was saying, money is an energy. It's energy. Money does not bring us what we want. Money is the energy that brings us what we want. It is the energy that brings us what we want. So with the money, you can do better. You can do all the things you want to do with money. But without money, there is nothing you can do. Why? Because you have no energy. You have nothing working in you or nothing moving to make you happy. Do you understand? You have nothing in you to make you do it. Only the energy of money can do that. Okay? So you should work as hard as you can. For what? Money? No. That is, you work hard for the energy of money. Just the stuff of knowing what the energy is, what the money can do, and all of that. Work hard for it. Not for the money, but for the energy of money. And then you will see things flower and blossom. Now, as far as our haunted heads of hoodoo are concerned, or the haunted heads of Halloween, there's one thing I want to bring to you, and that is the bell pepper. The bell pepper. With the bell pepper, you can cut off the top. Yep, just cut off the top and pull the insides out. Don't throw them away. Do not throw them away. And put inside of it a paper stating what you want it to do. If you want money, take a green bell pepper and state on the paper, I want money. I want money and I want it now. And you take that piece of paper and you put it in the bell pepper. And what do? You put the top back on it. Now you take it and you put it someplace where it won't be disturbed. Where it will not be disturbed. And you leave it in that place. You leave it in there. No matter what happens to it, that bell pepper is there. That bell pepper with that paper in it is there. Okay? Now you keep it there. You keep it there, and you remember it being there. You know, it is something which people do not understand. They don't understand it. They think that a bell pepper is just for eating. Nope, it's not. What you are doing is you are putting up a certain, well, enchantment for what you want. You are putting it up. You are making it do what you want it to do. You're putting it aside as you would a piece of some water or something. And just by leaving it there, what happens? The power inside of the bell pepper works on the paper. Glory, hallelujah. And finally, you will have what you want. Now, that is a whole bell pepper. Cut off the top. But now, don't throw the insides away. Keep it. Write your paper out, whatever you want on it, and put it in the bell pepper. And put the thing, the insides back in, and the top. Take it and put it in a place where it won't be disturbed. And you have an incantation for it. Now, everybody that has heard that knows what to do with it and knows how to manage it, how to handle it. And see, you can do that. You can do it, and, well, you can give some money. You can get some money. Yes, you can. You can get some. Now, you've been very good today. You've been very good. I love you because you've done real, real smart by me. You've been fine. And God bless you. God love you. And God keep you. And with all of these things, I want you to remember. I want you to remember. There is only one real hoodoo. And only one, Papa say. Now remember that, and don't let it go. Don't let it go. There is a certain thing, which you are getting. Now you heard about the announcement for October 30th, 31st, and November 1st. Be there for it. I'm telling you now, be there for it. Be there for it. Get your readings every day. Get your readings. Get your new moon reading. Get your spirit reading by Madame Shalise. And in the end, get your reading from the SB7C. That's right. That is the best thing for you to do. Okay? Okay. Now, tomorrow we have success readings. Success readings. And success is another energy. Another energy that you have from God. So that everything you do will work out right. That's right. It is an energy from God that you have so that it will work out right. The ministry of success makes a person a success or a failure. Yes, it does. Success will make you happy or it will make you sad. But success is a ministry by God. Now, tomorrow we have success reading. Yeah, we're going to have them. And every one of you should get one. Now, that's right, you should get one. No matter who you are, no matter where you are. And God bless you. God will never, never leave you. He will never, never, never leave you. And I'll tell you again. There's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. God bless you. God keep you. And God lift his eyes upon you and give you peace. You're going out and you're going in from this time forth and forevermore. God bless you. And good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.